KZSC interviewed Tiffany Weiss-West, civil engineer and UCSC PhD candidate. Weiss-West is part of the GreenWharf project, which seeks to bring energy self-sufficiency to the 100-year-old Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
So, Tiffany, thanks for joining me. Can you tell me a little bit about how this project got started?
Sure. So in 2010, fall of 2010, there was a group in engineering, a senior design student group, that had an idea that we could make the wharf run on 100% renewable energy. The first step in that was looking at wind technology. When the engineers selected the wind turbine and got into the process of technically integrating it into the wharf infrastructure, they realized we need to get permits for this. And my advisor knew that in my past life, I had done quite a bit of permitting associated with engineering projects and asked me to become involved in the project and get the required permits, specifically the Coastal Commission permit, because actually this wind turbine is the first wind turbine to be permitted by the Coastal Commission offshore off the coast of California. So it's notable in that regard. So that was the first of numerous sustainability and renewable energy related projects that have since come forward since fall of 2010 on the wharf. All of them are partnership projects between the university and the city of Santa Cruz, and many of them have student involvement.
So if I were a prospective student, someone who's interested in the project, how would I become involved?
Sure. So students have gotten involved in several ways. As I mentioned, some students have investigated energy as part of their senior design projects. Another student group looked at using tidal energy. We also have students from the IDEAS program here on campus. IDEAS stands for Impact Designs, Engineering, and Sustainability through Student Service. That's a year-long sustainability-oriented internship program. So several of our projects, notably the electric vehicle charging station, the development of an eco tour, some waste characterization and waste to energy projects, those have all been IDEAS student projects. And then once in a while, we'll get students from other disciplines or departments. For example, one of the conditions of our wind turbine project was that we would conduct a bird monitoring study to ensure that birds weren't negatively impacted by the wind turbine that's on the wharf headquarter building. So we've had students from environmental studies, from biology, evolutionary ecology. We've had students from all disciplines really working at the wharf on project.
And how is this all funded?
Funding is definitely a challenge for us. We have a couple things on the horizon that we are looking for funding for. We're looking to swap out the wind turbine with a different technology. We've been fortunate that there is a vendor that wants to donate their wind turbine to us so that we can test it in a marine environment.
The wharf is obviously kind of a major tourist attraction. Do people come by and like see the turbine and things like that? Are they like curious as what it is that they're looking at?
Most definitely. I mean, the wind turbine, you can definitely see it's a vertical axis wind turbine. It kind of looks like an egg beater style is how it's sometimes described. And people, in fact, think it's pretty neat and architecturally interesting. For the wind turbine, we have a nice large sign that says, turn around and look up. Can you hear it? Can you see it? This wind turbine is generating energy that powers the wharf's electric maintenance vehicles. So we do try to provide that educational component where we can so that people know what's going on when they see these new infrastructure pieces or these energy things. Some of these improvements that you can't see, though, for example, through the Carbon Fund, we did a lighting retrofit and converted pedestrian and street lighting to LED technology. They save on the order of $5,000 a year on their electricity. So some of the improvements you can see and some of them you can't.
Are there any like solar or wind? Like, is there something that you can see working better or something that you think, like how close do you think you can get to this goal?
Well, in fact, you can get there to a large degree with solar. But there's challenges with solar at the wharf. We have a lot of birds there, and birds can foul the solar panels. So that whole maintenance issue is a concern. You can also get there by using wind turbines. But the question becomes, do we really want to see four large wind turbines at the wharf? Probably not acceptable from a regulatory standpoint.
So so what would you like to see happen with the project in 5 or 10 years?
Of course, I'd love to see the whole wharf run on renewable energy. I think it's just really a matter of funding. So I think staying engaged in the process, looking out for funding opportunities, and really making steps towards realizing that vision is what we need to do in a broad sense.
So on a more micro scale, when people go to the wharf, what would you recommend they do to try to keep it as green and clean as possible?
Actually, we've done little things that maybe people don't notice that kind of help them. The Eco Tour is, you can do it live on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., led by Seymour Center docents, or you can download a mobile phone app from Mobile Ranger. It's free, and it has a lot of really good content about what's going on at the wharf. Save Our Shores has what they call cigarette shark tanks, so people can throw their cigarettes in these shark tanks. Similarly, they have containers for fishing line so that that doesn't get disposed of in the ocean and fish and other wildlife get entangled in it. So there are little pieces of infrastructure, little signage reminders about how we can kind of collectively keep the wharf green and maintain the health of the ocean and the marine wildlife.
Thank you so much for talking to me. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you. We really appreciate your interest in the Green Wharf.